And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Stephen Lair. By tomorrow this time, the snow will be falling, traffic will be crawling, and if there's ice come Monday, the schools will be stalling. But maybe the one thing that should be most appalling is the number of our elderly neighbors on whom no one is calling. When the temps start to drop down to freezing, they dip, makes it dangerous for seniors to get out. They might trip, slip, break a hip. So I'm here to ask y'all, and I'll try not to belabor, but would you pretty please, with a cherry on top, go next door and check on your neighbor? For seniors, cold weather can be especially frightening, whether it's heat waves or hurricanes, cold snaps or lightning. Typically, their bodies don't realize they're freezing. They go to bed, rest their heads, then wake up, they're wheezing. When all it would have taken was a reminder from a friend, just one extra blanket. If they don't have one, then lend. Let's start a trend. Let's do more than intend. Let's be the town that checks on our seniors and our friends. The elderly are precious. They've struggled. They've toiled. They've created what so many take for granted. Let's face it, we're spoiled. So don't let the snow come without walking next door. Take the first step, even though no one's keeping score. Tomorrow, when you start to bundle, when you pull on your toboggans or toques, remember, Chapel Hill's more than a town. It's a community, folks. So many have been glad to sign off on last year. But what'll we change in this new one that's here? Well, let's start it off with tomorrow's cold weather by serving our seniors, because Tar Heels, we're all in this together. This is Stephen Lair.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.